And good evening and welcome to hour number three of Sports Talk. Along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, I'm Deke Bellavia. Our pleasure now to welcome in head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Coach Sean Payton. Coach Payton, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
All right, Coach.
Doing good. Coach, one of the things we talked about the last time is you were talking about evaluating and getting back in and looking at things. And I remember a year ago we got to talk to you around the golf tournament time late April, and you said, hey, we've got everything in place. The guys know where to go and what to do. When you look back on it, Coach, from what you had laid out, was everything pretty much orchestrated how you guys had planned last season?
Well, I think as challenging as it was, it's still a scenario and a situation that was unprecedented, and I don't know how you prepare for it besides, you know, trying to make sure your plan before you leave is in place, and then the program you set up is in place, and I think it's difficult, and I think that it's challenging during the year. We don't make any excuses. There's a lot of things that we've got to do better. We've got to play better defense. We've got to rush the football better, improving the return game. And regardless of who's standing over on the sidelines, you know, that there's never one specific reason. There's always a series of things, and it's important when you're going back through and you're looking at the tape and you're evaluating the season prior, the eyes on it and what you see is things that you need to improve on are important to find, and you can't really fool yourself. You've got to really be brutally honest. And so I think all of us collectively, coaches, players, have tried to set a standard here. And, you know, last season was disappointing as it pertained to that.
Now, Coach Payton, what do you say to the skeptics about new defensive coordinator Rob Ryan? Some fans are – just the media in general, I guess, they say you're messing with fire, so to speak, because he's too much like Greg Williams. You know, everyone has mentors, and what do you say when and that's their opinion?
Well, listen, it's great to have an opinion. We think, and I'm certain that we've got some of the best football fans in the world. The interest level in our program and our team every year throughout the – not just the season now, throughout the off season, when you look at the combine and coming up leading into the draft, that's just the excitement our fans have, and they're passionate, you know. But what's most important is making choices and decisions that aren't based on popularity. Rob's a guy that's got a great pedigree. He's a guy that's confident. He's a guy that brings a certain amount of enthusiasm to his units. He's a guy that we faced and I've known for a long time. And so you spend your time, you do a lot of homework, but clearly you got to do what's best for the program. And so those decisions aren't really meant or made with any type of popularity poll or in place. That's not what we do, you know.
Right.
I think the most important thing we do or have to do is win. And we've kind of made every decision the last 6 or 7 years with that in mind. You know, does it help this team win? We feel like he's going to do an outstanding job. I'm fired up he's on board, and I think he's going to be fantastic with our players. And I think we have to help him in regards to looking closely at our personnel. So there's a series of things that have to take place for us to play better. But I like everything about him, and went through a pretty thorough process, not just in hiring Rob on the defensive side of the ball, but with a handful of the other coaches we hired, you know, and so we took our time, and the mistakes, really looking back on it, sometimes is when you do hurry or feel like you have to make a decision quickly.
Now, Coach Payton, speaking of personnel, you look around the league, and then right in our own backyard, look at the NFC South with the Atlanta Falcons. They just released John Abraham, Michael Turner, Dante Robinson. You look, that was their top sacker, top rusher, top cornerback. When you look at it, let's talk about the age factor with guys who've been on the Saints since you've been here or that you've brought on board. And now what comes about as far as decisions? Is it strictly business? When you look at Jonathan Vilma, what he's contributed, Will Smith, Roman Harper, And do you see them maybe in Saints uniforms next season? And or does it, you know, how much do you take into consideration as far as experience versus bang for your buck when you're dealing with the salary cap? And how many veterans do you keep on the team? You always want to be young, but how many veterans do you keep on the team to keep it cohesive?
Well, first off, I do envision those guys in a Saints uniform, and yet I'm also realistic and understand that every year since the beginning of free agency, the percentage of players on your roster that turns over is different than it used to be. You know, there was a time when you had your draft and you wondered, you know, what two or three rookies were going to beat out the veterans that were currently on a roster, and it's different now. There's an economic factor to it, and it's as simple as a household budget. You know, if you're going to have cable and you're going to have heat and you may not be able to have something else, you know, and so you've really got to look closely at your production. You've got to look closely at your cap. Mickey does a great job with that, and Kai Harley, those guys spent a lot of time. They've been busy with contracts now and a handful of restructuring to get ourselves in position here below the cap. It's not just a New Orleans Saints challenge. It's a challenge of the 31 other teams in our league. And, you know, oftentimes you weigh production, you weigh players that have been in your program, and you mentioned guys like John Vilma, Will Smith, and Roman Harper. Those guys have all won a championship, you know, on our 2019. So, There's no one set format. I think you take each player specifically into account. You look closely at their grade. You look closely at where you see your team going, and you make the best decisions you can that are, again, based on what's best for the team.
Now, this is a broad question, Coach Payton, but when you look at it, and obviously you got a chance to probably think of that before you were reinstated, but going into the 2013 season, what are your top three priorities?
Priority for us, I think a couple things. I think number one, you talking about players or are you talking about scheme?
I'd say scheme or just you being the leader of the team, scheme, but or even players.
I think we've got to be able to, and these two things go side by side. We've got to play better defense and we've got to run the ball better. And they go hand in hand, you know, and I think statistically, week four or five in the season last year, we were 32nd in defense and 32nd in rushing, and so those are bad numbers that equate to losses, and it was no coincidence that we were 0-4 at that time.
Now, Coach, when you look at, I guess you know, teams always say, "Oh, you got to take this approach, the best player available." When you look at the draft coming up with so many needs on the defensive side of the ball, can y'all really stick with that philosophy, or do you think the best player available will be a defensive player on draft day that can have immediate impact?
Well, I think you go in and you begin to clump players. Today we did a few different position groups where we were watching a cross-section of pass rushers, for instance, small defensive backs, corners, maybe safeties, and you're looking at those top 15, 16, 18 players. It depends on whose board you're looking at. But I do think you got to pay attention to what the value is, you know, and how they're graded. That being said, you know, usually you make sure, number one, you make sure you like 15 guys if you're picking 15, or at least you've rated your board so you're prepared for each scenario. I think you got to be careful you don't try to invent a position or create a position. In other words, I think sometimes your mistakes are made. Let's just say your value, or you're saying that you want a safety, for instance, and you're trying to create a safety, and maybe you tend to grade a little higher so you can pick one, and then all of a sudden, you know, you passed up on a good football player. So I think most importantly, we're looking at, you know, how we've got these guys graded, but also we're paying attention to what we need, and it goes back and forth. I think from my experience here, as we've drafted, when there's been a player that whose magnet is sitting well above everyone else's, and we discuss it, talk closely about it, we've ended up with some pretty good football players that way. And I think that's the key.
And finally, Coach Payton, with all the offseason, we know you guys are working all day. When do the players get back? When do you guys actually be able to start your
OTAs? They'll be back the middle of April for just weightlifting. So that beginning process is weights, conditioning. They'll have a good month of that before we get into anything else. And I think that that's going to be an important part of the direction we're going. You know, just like it was no different back in 06. Long before we start putting in scheme, we've got plenty of time to install offenses and defenses. I think oftentimes people worry about, they're putting in a new offense or defense. We've got plenty of time for that. But the investment these guys make, beginning in April, which is a little bit later than it used to be after the new CBA, is going to be critical. And so, the weightlifting, the running, that's going to be challenging. And I think it's a time of the year where, we're going to turn the page a little bit, if you will.
Saints coach Sean Payton. Coach Payton, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Good being on.
All right. Coach Sean Payton right here on Saints Radio. You're